Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast Audio City AG, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian, and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and in week 15 we had the Capital Markets Conference invited by Raiffeisen Bank International in Tours and saw fine markets with ATXTR 1.95% up to 6,940 points, but also we saw very low trading volume. Stocks of Unica are now 11 days up in a row. Also, we know the last 8 in our 15th stock market tournament, with chances still alive for Palfinger and Erste Group for winning the Challenge Cup forever. News came from Andritz, EVN, Rosenbauer, Marinomed, Wolfort, Frequentis, Vienna Airport, Lansing, Palfinger and OMV. Spoken now by the absolutely smart
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 15. Monday, Andritz, international technology group Andritz received an order from Swedish pulp and paper manufacturer Billerud to supply a flue gas treatment system for its Gruvön mill. The system will allow the mill to increase the output of its soda recovery boiler while at the same time reducing emissions. The recovered soda is reused in the pulp manufacturing process. Andritz's scope also comprises all auxiliaries for ESP connection as well as mechanical erection, insulation, supervision of construction, and commissioning. Handover is scheduled for the second quarter of 2024. Andritz, weekly performance, minus 0.34%. Tuesday, EVN, the chairwoman of the supervisory board of utility company EVN AG, Bettina Glatz-Kremsner, has informed the company that she is resigning from such position for personal reasons. Subject to the statutory notice period of at least 4 weeks, the resignation will take effect from the expiry of an extraordinary general meeting of EVN AG convened to elect a replacement member of the supervisory board, but no later than June 30, 2023. EVN, weekly performance, 1.69%. Rosenbauer is launching a modern and simple solution for getting stranded electric vehicles back on the road quickly and reliably. It consists of a power generator from the RS14 series and a matching quick charger, which enables mobile charging with an output power of 10.88 kilowatts. This is equivalent to the power of modern wall boxes. After a short power boost, the batteries of the electric vehicle are recharged to the point where the journey can be continued. The simple formula for this is, 15 minutes of charging with a power generator from the RS14 series will get an electric car at least 10 kilometers. Rosenbauer, weekly performance, 2.52%. Wednesday, Marinomed, science-based biotech company Marinomed Biotech AG, listed on the Vienna Stock Exchange, announced further positive results from its clinical study on the anti-allergic properties of its Kyragilose nasal spray. The open-label, crossover, randomized clinical trial conducted at the Vienna Challenge Chamber showed that the nasal spray can significantly decrease the symptoms of allergic rhinitis, hay fever, in patients challenged with their respective allergen. These results show that Kyragilose exerts a barrier function that is not only effective in shielding the nasal mucosa from respiratory viruses, but also from pollen. This is particularly important, as patients suffering from allergic rhinitis are also sensitive to viral respiratory infections as these may worsen the underlying allergic disorder. Marinomed Biotech, weekly performance, 2.77%. Wolford, with sales of 125.5 million euro for the reporting period January to December 2022, bodywear group Wolford AG beat the previous year, January to December 2021, by 16.2 million euro, plus 15%. As anticipated in the H1 results, EBIT, operating result before financial and tax expenses, did not improve and Wolford AG closed 2022 at minus 28.6 million euro. The positive sales growth is a result of increased investments in effective marketing activities, on-trend designer collaborations, as well as the impact of Wolford's new focused and elevated product proposition. Wolford, weekly performance, minus 0.95%. Frequentis, revenues of Frequentis, a global supplier of communication and information systems for control centers with safety critical tasks, rose 15.7% to 386.0 million euros. Looking at the regional split, Europe accounted for 65%, the Americas for 16%, Asia for 12%, and Australia Pacific Africa for 7%. Demand for Frequentis products remains high around the world. This is evidenced by order intake, which rose 21.5% to 404.8 million euros in 2022. Orders on hand increased to 522.0 million euros, a rise of 11.6%. The operating business was still partially held back by the COVID-19 pandemic, which subsided in 2022. The outbreak of war in Ukraine in February 2022 indirectly impacted the Frequentis Group through higher inflation, initially for electricity, gas, and fuels. Inflation then filtered through to the cost of goods sourced from suppliers, salary rises, and thus earnings. EBIT was 25.0 million euros and the EBIT margin was 6.5%. The company registered new orders worth more than 400 million euros. Frequentis, weekly performance, minus 0.96%. Thursday, Andritz, international technology group Andritz entered an ambitious partnership with Pelenk ST and Nouvelle Fibers Textiles to set up the very first industrial scale automatic textile sorting line in France, combining automated sorting and recycling technology. The new textile sorting line being built is the first to combine Pelenk ST's automated sorting technologies with Andritz's recycling technologies. It will process post-consumer textile wastes to produce recycled fiber engineered for the spinning, non-woven and composite industries. Starting operations in mid-2023, it will serve as a production line for Nouvelle Fibers Textiles, as an R&D line for the three partners, and as a test and demonstration center for their customers. Andritz, weekly performance, minus 0.34%. Vienna Airport, total passenger volume of the Flughafenwien Group, Vienna Airport, Malta Airport and Kosice Airport rose by 62.6% year-by-year to 2,572,718 travelers, whereas the figure of 2050, 536 travelers at Vienna Airport comprised an increase of 65.4% compared to March 2022. Accordingly, passenger volumes of the Flughafenwien Group and Vienna Airport in March 2023 equaled 89.6% and 86.7% respectively of the pre-crisis level of March 2019, thus only slightly less than in the year before the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic. Flughafenwien, weekly performance, 0.38%. Wolford, Ralf Polito, appointed to the Wolford Executive Board as of July 1, 2023 with responsibility for supply chain and production, legal, investor relations, IT as well as PMO, will take up the mandate as COO ahead of schedule on April 17, 2023. Wolford, weekly performance, minus 0.95%. Lenzing, there will be a personnel change on the managing board of Lenzing Group, supplier of wood-based specialty fibers. Robert van de Kerkhoff, Chief Commercial Officer Fiber and member of the managing board since 2014, informed the supervisory board that he would not be available for a further extension of his contract, which runs until December 31, 2023. Lenzing, weekly performance, minus 1.40%. Friday Paufinger, based on the preliminary result for the first quarter of 2023, lifting solutions provider Paufinger expects revenues of more than 2.4 billion euros, 2022, 2.2 billion euros, and is aiming for an EBIT of 200 million euros, 2022, 150.4 million euros, for the full year 2023. Revenue in Q1 2023 will amount to around 590 million euros, Q1 2022 485.6 million euros with EBIT around 49 million euros, Q1 2022 30.4 million euros. Paufinger, weekly performance, 9.44%. OMV, Mark Garrett has announced that he will not be available for another term as OMV Supervisory Board Chairman due to new professional challenges and limited time resources. Österreichische Spitalgangs AG, ABAG, will propose Lutz Feldmann as a candidate for the OMV Supervisory Board. Lutz Feldman has held various management positions at E.ON, BP and Air Lingus, is currently chairman of the supervisory board at Enbu Energy Baden-Württemberg AG, among others. OMV, weekly performance, 1.52%. Andritz, international technology group. Andritz has received an order from Teknimel Teknikmensukit Sanvitik, AS, Turkey I, for delivery of a complete Nesline wet lace line to produce non-woven roll goods for biodegradable, plastic-free wet wipes. The line will be installed in Teknimel's factory in Karamanmaris. Startup is scheduled for end of 2023. Andritz, weekly performance, minus 0.34%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.